If you look at Tolkien's works of literature, his invented world of Middle-earth, it has seen more glorious days. Its inhabitants, particularly the elves, are well aware of that. They know things were better in the past. They can see that the land is filled with ruins that somebody built who knew how to build things when we can't build them now. And they knew that they couldn't get back to that past. So I would say Tolkien's nostalgia is very personal, and it's a dominant motif in his literature. But it's also connected with what's going on in 20th century literature at the time that Tolkien starts to write. And by that I mean World War I. Tolkien started his drafts, his poetry, and his drafts of mythology in the late teens, 1915 through 18 or so, or maybe even a little bit earlier. And this is very much in the air at this time. There's a lot of World War I poetry that's about lost youth, lost summers, things that you can't go back to, and so forth. So he's not as unusual or different as he's made to seem sometimes. Okay, so there's the loss of the mother and nostalgia. That's one. The second thing is Roman Catholicism. You have to understand that Tolkien's Roman Catholicism was exceedingly personal. It wasn't so much about being a member of a certain group, because in fact that wasn't very helpful to him. And while he was exceedingly grateful to Father Francis and loved Father Francis deeply, it wasn't about being a member of the church so much as it was a personal relationship between him and the ideas of the church and him and his idea of God. You'll notice that Tolkien very deliberately does not make religion explicit in his literature. There's no references to explicit religion for his characters. He doesn't bring in Catholicism. And that's what's led to the growth industry in the past few years of critics who can point out the different things where they see the Virgin Mary or they see Jesus or they see God the Father and so forth. We'll talk about that when we get to the works. But Tolkien's belief in Roman Catholicism also served to separate him from the dominant culture of his time. It separated him from his other relatives who were High Church Anglican, and it separated him from the fashionable atheism and the rejection of traditional morality that was going on at Oxford when he went there. Catholicism was not so much the sense of belonging, though I'm sure that was important to Tolkien, as it was something that made him different from the others around him. So The Lord of the Rings is Catholic only below the surface. But the very fact that it doesn't reject Catholicism, it doesn't reject the value system of the many middle-class readers that it has, the many middle-class Christian readers we could even extend, has probably contributed a great deal to its popularity and influence. The third element in Tolkien's early life, then, is his gift for languages, which seems to have come from his mother, possibly as both a genetic gift and also a gift of teaching. Tolkien was already very advanced in Latin and Greek at King Edward School in Birmingham, and he also knew French and German from his mother. So you're talking about he's got five languages already: English, Greek, Latin, French, and German. While he was in King Edward School, which would be, say, late junior high school and then the rest of high school,